We're back to the Neil Haley show. And you know, when you think about specifically enough, medium, psychic, what else? Life coach, you have everything. Mary D'Alba is going to give us kind of a whole process. Mary, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me, Neil. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. So let's kind of just jump into specifically things, Mary, of you're also a witch. So is that a Wiccan? Kind of define that for our audience.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of folks that are actually practicing the Wiccan faith and they say they're a witch. I am more pagan. So I have a few different types of practices that I follow. It's not just Wiccan. So I say I'm a pagan witch.
Yeah. Have you gone to any types of things? Do you belong to a religion part of it? So explain. Right. Yeah. A church. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually I'm involved with a coven. So for Wiccans and witches, if you're in a group, you're called a coven. And usually, you know, they say the old traditional way was 13 people in the coven, made the coven. I'm in one that's larger than that, but you know, we have, weekly rituals and classes. And so we sit down and we kind of collaborate together in our community to create magic. And, you know, it's like, you know, prayer in the Christian faith is spells for witches. It's pretty much just, you know, the same thing, just we do it a little bit differently.
And they both work in certain ways, but it's based on what? You know, explain what leads to that answer that you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So for us, we're polytheistic. So we believe in not just a god. Usually for folks in a Wiccan or a witchcraft tradition, there is a goddess involved in there too. You know, it depends on who they follow. So some folks follow a Greek pantheon of gods and goddesses. Some follow, you know, more Egyptian, and it's more of who they're called to. You know, with a Christian faith, say, you know, there's people who are following certain saints, and then, you know, the big cheese is there. For us, the god and goddess are the big cheeses. And then, you know, the different individual gods and goddesses are more of our saints, if you want to say it that way. So it's very similar in a lot of ways, which people that aren't witches don't like to admit, but it really is.
Similar, and the result of prayer versus what would you consider yours? So it's prayer and Christian faith, and people get their prayers answered. What would you say for you?
For us, it's spells and magic. So it's the energy that we're putting out to the universe that we're asking for. It's very similar, except for us, you know, we may be outside when we do it. We may use incense and a crystal when we do it. It's, you know, we have some different tools.
What do you think is more powerful?
Well, I grew up Catholic. So for me, I like having more of my hand in what I'm trying to create in my life, where I feel like for me, and this is just for me, for prayer for me, I felt like I was praying and then just like, okay, there it went, you know, off it goes. As a witch, I'm able to create what I'm looking for and then put some action behind it to make it happen. So I feel like I'm more in control. I'm co-creating as opposed to just sending stuff out there and hoping it happens in the world.
You know? And I think that there's more of a belief system for you that it will happen versus in prayer, where the word unanswered prayers happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us, it's one of our phrases is, you know, as I will it, so make it happen, or so mote it be. So as I'm willing this to happen, let's make it happen. As I ask the spirits, it happens in the physical. And yeah, prayer, but I also think sometimes spells don't happen and don't work. And I think sometimes that's, you know, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it, you know? And
you should quote that one.
Yeah, you know, it's true, but be careful what you wish for. And I think sometimes the spirit's like, oh no, like God or the goddess or whoever, they're like, ooh, yeah, that's cute, but no. So sometimes they know better than us. A lot of times they know better than us, I always say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So talk about your medium also. And so for but you also read tarot cards. So you do. Where do you do that? You do that online?
I have an online practice, but I also, I'm in Massachusetts. I'm not in Salem. People think I'm in Salem. You know, if you're
you've done a pilgrimage to Salem, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I worked in Salem for a while, but I actually have my own practice in a city north of Boston called Winchester. And so people can come see me in person if they'd like. But I also do an online practice. And so the psychic piece is where the tarot cards come in. So we're looking at the future, what's happening. Mediumship is talking to your loved ones, your pets, whoever that's crossed over to the other side. So your dad, I call it your dead. So that I find is really rewarding because, you know, I get to connect these two people, one in physical, one in spirit, that haven't really connected in a while. And so I get to be the go-between in this beautiful connection of communication. So it's one of the best things I can do in my practice is to connect, you know, that dad with their kid or their mom with their kid kind of thing. So,
when are you getting your reality show, right?
Yeah. Let's hope. Fingers crossed. You know,
you tried to pitch that because again, being a witch too, that's different than some of the other mediums, right?
It's true. Yeah. It's true. You know, and I had a bet. What I also think makes me different is I had a background in the corporate world. I was a corporate trainer. I was a manager, director. I was in call centers and customer service. And I just finally said, I need to do this because I felt drawn to it. And, you know, I was talking to dead people when I was in the corporate world too, but it's much more a part of my life now than it ever was.
So what about the life coaching part of it? How do you do that? Yeah.
Well, you know, what makes me different is because I use those tools that I have, the astrology tools, the psychic tools, and say to someone, okay, you're telling me, you know, you're not happy with your job, but my role is to dig underneath all that and see what's really kind of getting in the way of, I don't like my job. Is it really, you don't like your job, or is it your boss and your boss reminds you of someone, you know, and if they weren't that way, then maybe you could perform differently. Like, so we really get underneath it. If it's really, I don't like my job. Well, what does that mean? Or I don't like my spouse. What does that mean exactly? Like, cause it's different for everybody. Sometimes you really don't like your spouse. I get it. But sometimes it's just, you know, you're not communicating well. And so how can we get to the bottom of that? So sometimes it's not an ending. It's just a retooling. And so, but what makes me different is that I'm saying, let's look at your astrology charts with your partner. Okay. Look, here's where the conflict is. You guys have different communication styles. Your Mercury's in this, their Mercury's in that. What can we do to make it, you know, so you can understand?
Why is astrology always so on tap of what people do?
Yeah.
How they are.
Well, you know, what's so funny is because people will say to me like, oh, that's junk. And I'm like, yeah, you know what though? I'll tell you like a really fast story. When I was on the dating scene years ago, when online dating first started about 15, 17 years ago, I used to meet people online and I'd say, oh, give me all your birth information. Let me see. And then what I could see in it was all their stuff. So I'd be like, oh, so your dad stole money from you? And they were like, okay, you're a weirdo. And I don't know if I want to date you. So I was like, all right, next, you know, but it's a science. It is a science. The planets are in certain places. They have certain meanings. And it's like a math equation, A plus B equals C. That's what's happening. So if you study it, you can know a lot about a person just by their birth date and their birth time.
So why is that so different, the birthday and birth time, by certain people that do this? Certain people break it down one way while others break it down another way. So you get mixed interpretations. So who's right?
Well, it depends on the system they're using. So there's a few different types of astrologies. There's Vedic astrology, which is more of the Hindu practice. And they use a different calendar than what a Western astrologer like I would use. So that's why it's a little bit different. So depending on where you are in the world, what system you're using, that's where you get the mixed responses. I also think sometimes people just don't study the way they should. And they come out with something that you're like, huh, all right, that's new. But I think, you know, for most Western astrologers, a lot of us are on the same page, but again, it also depends on who you studied with, how you studied, you know, if you studied that kind of thing. So,
all right. So where can people check you out? Where is the best place?
Oh, so they can find me on my website, marydalba.com, and it's marydalba.com.
All right. It was awesome talking with you. Thanks. A lot of answers. Pilgrimage. People need to make a pilgrimage to see you and that knowledge base. And, you know, it's interesting what witches look at when it comes to manifestation, to maybe the secret and stuff like that. You add different potions, things like that. But ultimately, our lives, we need to be happy, and we figure it out by what we're doing. So appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.